It's the Quincy Harris Morning Show with Kate Fox right here on 100.3 WRMB. Every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday, y'all know what we do. We bring our brother from our sister station, Praise 107.9, Solomon Jones. He comes up in here and he speaks knowledge. Now, he's on these cops. And today, he says if the cops engage in racism, they need to pay to play?
Yeah, no doubt. Huh? No doubt. Yeah, because it goes like this, Q. So I'm glad Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross apologized for saying his officers did nothing wrong when they arrested two black men whose only crime was waiting while black. Now, in case you've missed the backdrop and you've been under a rock somewhere, here's what happened. Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson were arrested when they went to a Rittenhouse Square Starbucks for a meeting and asked to use the bathroom before they bought anything. The manager called the cops, and when the men refused to leave because they've done nothing wrong, they were arrested. But now the video of the incident has made international news. Everybody's apologizing. The janitor, the mayor, the CEO of Starbucks, even the police commissioner. But apologies aside, one thing's for certain. Somebody's getting sued. Because if you fool around with racism, you got to pay to play. Starbucks has the loop to cover their end because you can pay a whole lot of lawsuits when you sell lattes at $5 a pop. In fact, next time Mitzi from Chestnut Hill gets a double chocolatey chip frappuccino with white mocha and a shot of espresso, that money should go to Rashawn and Dante. And that's the way it should be. Starbucks said their policy was responsible for the events that led to the arrest, so Starbucks should pay the price for their mistakes. Because if you fool around with racism, you got to pay to play. Companies understand that, but police departments don't. That's because police can do almost anything, and when they get sued, the money never comes out of their pocket, it comes out of ours. In other words, they get to fool around with racism, and we pay for them to play. Don't believe it? Let's go to the numbers. From 2013 to 2016, the city of Philadelphia paid $39 million to settle civil rights cases against the Philadelphia Police Department. As of last November, the DA's office had thrown out 1,000 convictions against a single corrupt narcotic squad. We paid for each bad conviction, and it cost us millions of dollars. So we need more than apologies from the police for their part in upholding this system. We need the good cops to root out the bad ones. We need the good cops to stand for what's right. We need the good cops to blow the whistle, because the bad cops need to know one thing. If they want to fool around with racism, they got to pay to play. No more abusing black people and sending the bills to taxpayers. No more false arrests with apologies from the commissioner. No more frisking black men for walking in Rittenhouse Square. If you really want us to believe things are different, start with the Starbucks case and make those officers pay the cost of the lawsuit. Because the police engage in racism, and they need to pay to play.
Wow. Woo. Solomon Jones, man. You can check him out every day, 10 a.m. Our sister station, Praise 107.9. You can follow him on social media at SolomonJones1. That was powerful, Solomon. Thank you, man.
So I got a quick story for you, Q.
Yes.
So I'm in the barbershop yesterday with my, you know, getting my son a haircut because it's too late for me. Right. So this woman comes up to me, and because I'm talking, you know, brother's talking to barbershop, and I'm talking, and she comes up to me. She said, excuse me, Are you, and I'm thinking she going to say, yeah, I saw you on CNN. She ain't say that. I'm thinking she going to say, I saw you on HLN. She ain't say that. I saw you on Praise. Now, she ain't say that. She said, are you on QDZ show in the morning? I hear you drop knowledge every day on Q show. So shout out to Lolita at Red's Creative Cuts in Mount Airy.
Oh, yeah, I go
she
there.
She listening to you, Q.
Man, shout out to Rez Creative Cuts, man. Mark, he shapes me up my mustache because it's too late for me as well.
Yeah.
Solomon Jones. But no, shout, thank y'all for listening. We really appreciate it. And we get nothing but positive, reaction from you coming on the show. So we really appreciate everything that you do and the effort that you're putting into the community and come here and drop the knowledge, man. So thank you. Let's get off of Solomon Woo-hoo! Jones. Thank you enough, man. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We will see you on Monday. And if you want to check Solomon Jones, check him out at 10 a.m. right here, on our sister station, Praise 107.9. Thank you, Solomon.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Have a great day.